Welcome to the Kid Craddock Podcast. It's a condensed version of the show. We painstakingly smushed it together for your listening pleasure. Enjoy! Kid Craddock in the morning.
You may have heard her on The Voice on Monday singing this song right here. She got three of the four judges to turn around. She ended up going with Gwen Stefani. But long before she went on The Voice and became an international sensation, she was here in studio with us and part of our rock camp group called 3 Days Magic.
They named themselves.
Yeah. Or 3 Day Magic, because they were together for 3 days before they got together.
Give me love like her.
That's the wrong
one. That was Reagan from last night.
That's labeled incorrectly. Do you have...
Oh, wow. What another great name for a band. Labeled
incorrectly. Labeled incorrectly.
Labeled incorrectly.
Do you have... thank you. There you go.
Give you my love tomorrow, but you just gave it away. Can't expect me to be fine, and I don't expect you to care.
Brianna Salas is on the phone with us.
2-3 years ago?
Yeah. 2012.
Hey, Brianna.
Hey.
What's up?
Oh, Brianna, how far you've come since our time together.
Come a long way.
Oh, gosh, thank you so much. It's been crazy.
I bet.
You still take our call.
So,
thank you for having me this morning.
Brianna, I was curious yesterday watching these blind auditions. How long ago did you do your audition for The Voice?
They filmed, you know, back in July, and it was just, you know, I auditioned like back in January, and that was my first audition before actually making it to the blinds. And I was just so nervous and I never thought that I'd make it this far. And, you know, I'm so blessed and so thankful for everything that's happened to me right now.
Well, it really happened big. I mean, yeah. You had three out of the four judges turn around for you. Pharrell was the only one, right, that didn't?
Yes, ma'am.
And I mean, is that kind of like, yay, I got three, but why didn't I get all four? Yeah. Does that kind of go through your mind? It's like, that kind of would nag at me. It's like, why didn't Pharrell love me too, you know?
You know, you do wonder sometimes, like, what was it that he heard, or, you know, why didn't he hear him? But then it really isn't such a big deal because you go on stage and you don't expect characters to turn. You know, I was just on there and I was a nervous wreck. Oh, my goodness. And I was just like, you know what? I don't care who turns. Just one star turns. You know, that means that I'm me and I'm on the team.
That's right. One judge is all you need.
Yeah, that's all you need. We're talking with Brianna Salas, who was one of our rock camp kids, and she was the lead singer of the band 3 Day Magic that was created out of that. But she's on The Voice now.
She was on night one of the blind auditions. And here's the thing. You were one of the first to pick. I mean, you had three judges to choose from, and you chose Gwen Stefani. So,
yes.
I don't know if you watched last night, but did you watch last night?
Yes, ma'am.
Didn't you kind of start feeling bad for Gwen? It's like nobody was picking her. What did you see in her that nobody else is seeing?
You know, it's so hard because I've been a huge fan of Gwen. And
oh, God, Brianna. This...
And I would listen to all her singles, but something that separates Gwen from everybody to me is her originality, and I think that she's very, very unique, and I think that she's going to pull something out of me that I have yet to discover. And not only that, I think she's an amazing performer,
yeah.
And I love to perform, you know, and so I think that not only can she give me really awesome coaching on my voice, but she can help me with my performance and really get the crowd going. I mean, if you just watch her with the crowd, they love her.
Well, you better score some shoes out of this deal.
Because she's got mine, right?
Her shoes are expensive. And you should at least get a free gift bag. I'm going to tell you, Brianna, our connection with you is so awful. It is not you at all. We're catching about every fourth or fifth word.
Oh, goodness.
Yeah, it's really difficult. I don't know if there's a way for you to step in a better place in your house.
Are you in the car right now or in the house?
Yeah, no, I'm actually in a room. Let me just, like, walk to a different one.
Yeah, that might help. Because you just recently moved from San Antonio to St. Louis. Is that where you're calling us from this morning, St. Louis?
I am calling you from here. And you know what? St. Louis, there's not a lot. It's all land and corn. so I'm not surprised that there's no connection here.
Oh, yeah, we're hearing you a little bit better now. That's great.
Brianna, did you have a judge in mind that you were going in and you wanted to be on their team? Was it Gwen Stefani, or did you have somebody in mind before that?
You know, when I was first auditioning and they were asking me, you know, if you had all four turn around, who would you pick? It's so funny because I did have Gwen in my mind because, you know, being a huge fan of her. But when I was standing on the stage and, you know, hearing Adam, Blake, and Gwen all talk to me and fight for me, it was such, you know, I had no idea who I was going to go with. It was so hard, but I, you know, just listened to my heart and my head, and they were just telling me, go with Gwen, go with Gwen. She's the one for you. And so I did.
Now, you made a good choice, I think. I love Gwen Stefani. She's one of my, you know, icons.
Yeah.
I love her.
Yeah.
So here's the thing.
Yeah.
This is back in July. And you made it through in July. So what have you done between July and now? Where are you? Have you been in the recording studio? Have you already been working with Gwen? What's been going on that we haven't seen yet on TV?
I did. I was able to record my blind song. And, you know, that's on iTunes right now. And so many people have been so supportive of buying it. And it's really neat to hear myself in the studio like that. And, you know, I'm just excited to battle. I can't wait to see how that goes. And, you know, I'm ready to see what happens. And, gosh, the battles, I think, are probably one of the most exciting parts of the show.
Right.
So I can't wait to see what happens.
Well, this is a tough question right here. We're talking with Brianna Silas. She's on The Voice, but she used to be a Rock Camp Kid back in 2012. What was more exciting, to be chosen as a kid in Rock Camp in 2012 or to be on The Voice?
Oh, gosh, that is actually a really great question because that is a very hard answer. Because you know what? When I was doing the Kid Craddock fan, I was like 100% sure I wanted to be like a rock star. So I was very excited to be picked. I didn't expect to be picked after seeing all the people who auditioned.
Yeah.
And it was just an amazing, amazing experience. I met some of the best people. I still keep in contact with them. And I got to work with Carmen, and I got to work and write songs, you know, which is something that I wasn't used to. And I got so much out of that experience. And you know what? I have to say it's pretty equivalent to having Gwen Stefani and Adam Levine turn their chair. And although people think that's crazy, it's just I learned so much from that experience working on the Kid Craddock rock band that, you know, it was phenomenal. It was amazing.
Well, she sidestepped that question pretty well.
Yeah.
You're learning.
Well done.
You are learning, Miss Brianna Silas. We'll be cheering for you, girl.
Yeah, and if we want to download the song that you went back in the studio and recorded professionally from your blind audition Monday night, how do people find you on iTunes?
You just type it. iTunes.com/Brianna Solid, and you know it'll take you right to my blog problem. So I'm super excited about that.
We'll also put a link on our website at KidNation.com, Brianna, to help you out.
Awesome, thank you so much.
And I'm gonna put in a petition to build a cell phone tower next to your daddy's house.
Okay, that sounds good. I'm so sorry that I live in the
you're
land.
All right,
baby.
Good luck, Brianna.
Thank you so much. Bye, guys.
Bye.
Good luck.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
If you have written a letter to love letters to Kelly,
mm-hmm,
and we've read it on air.
Give a little query.
Yeah, and you've heard advice given out by Kelly Raspberry. We're going to start doing Where Are They Now?
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah, we want follow-ups.
Yeah, we want follow-ups. You could do that at the Kid Nation Facebook page. And
or if you're not doing anything, call us right now.
Yeah.
Love to hear. Yeah, if Kelly's helped you, maybe it wasn't even your letter, but you took some of her advice and it helped your relationship or something going on.
Or if it didn't help.
Yeah, if it backfired. I mean, I'm giving out advice willy-nilly.
We want follow-ups.
Yeah. And I don't know what happens after you take my advice. Sometimes it works out, and sometimes, tragically, it may not.
Because Kelly was wondering this morning. She's like, am I doing it right?
Mm-hmm.
800-KID-LIVE's our number if you want to call and let us know.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
And while we do that, we'll just get to some real issues.
Oh, I'd love to hear from Sebastian from a couple weeks ago.
Oh, that would be good, Shannon.
Yeah, so Sebastian, if you're listening.
Yeah.
I can't remember what Sebastian's
Sebastian was the one that was thinking that maybe he wanted to get married, but he wasn't really sure.
Uh-huh.
But he thought that maybe he wanted to get married, but he couldn't decide.
Right. Yeah.
So, Sebastian, did you or didn't you pop the question?
Did I tell him you that
said
he should get marriage counseling,
marriage counseling,
premarital counseling?
Yeah, you told
him
that
was... Mm-hmm. Pretty
so
darn
Sebastian,
good advice right there.
800 geek it.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I can't wait to hear from
it.
Sebastian.
That's 5 geek it.
Great follow-up.
Yeah, that's what I meant.
Love letters. love letters to Kelly.
Dear Kelly, you are the love expert.
I am.
I met a guy a couple of months ago, and I knew he had just lost his dog, and he was pretty down about it.
Aww.
But I thought it would get better. It wasn't like a childhood pet or anything. Oh, rude. He had had the dog for a year, and it got loose one morning and was hit by a car.
Oh.
I understand that's really upsetting. I do. But at some point, enough is enough. I cannot tell you how many times he's called me sobbing over this dog. It's beginning to be too much. I want to just tell him that it's enough. But I feel like I'd be a pretty awful person if I dumped him because he's grieving his dead dog. But at the same time, it's like, seriously? Would I be a huge jerk if I dumped him? Samuel.
Well, how about talking about it first? Say, look, Samuel, this is really, this grieving period, we need to get to a point and move past it. Because I can't just sit here and watch you destroy yourself emotionally. Because you're... emotional well-being is very important to me, but it's bringing my emotional well-being down. So if you can have that kind of conversation with him,
yeah,
and then maybe see, and if it's still not, if he's not willing to move past the grief, then maybe you need to move on.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
You can't, why would you want to be with someone who's grieving every day?
All day, every day.
I get it. There is a time, yeah, but you have to have a time period on your grieving, and it has to eventually,
yeah,
taper off.
Yeah, you can't live
you
like
know?
That.
It's the greatest greatest advice Dr. Phil ever gave us. You know, have a cutoff time for whatever
that
it is.
That wasn't Dr. Phil's advice.
It was.
No, you're thinking that was my advice because my friend
Dr.
went
Phil.
To a no.
Yeah,
my
did.
Friend caught her husband cheating,
mm-hmm,
and decided to stay and, mm-hmm, stayed mad at him.
I'm
and
offering
so
you sex.
The marriage counselor said, if you have made the decision to stay,
you have to forget.
You have to give yourself a time limit.
That's right.
Be as mad as you want to be, but mm-hmm, then that's it.
That's
you can't
right.
continue. If you want to stay in a marriage and have it be healthy, you can't continue to punish him,
yeah,
if you made the decision to stay.
Mm-hmm.
You were close, though, Al.
But you were very close because Dr. Phil and I both have mustaches, so I can see where the confusion would lie.
And bald head.
Dr. Phil Donahue.
Yeah. Oh, real quick, it's time for a love letters to Kelly. Where are they now? Let's talk with Savannah.
Oh, Savannah, hi.
Hi.
So, Savannah, did you write a love letter to Kelly, or did you hear advice that applied to you?
No, my mom wrote in,
mm-hmm,
about me.
Oh.
And I listened to it on the way to high school. She wrote about how, you know, if I should wear, be able to wear thongs or not.
Thongs.
Thongs, yes. She wrote in, my daughter's in high school and in drill team, and she wants to wear thongs, and everybody else, you know, on her team is wearing it. And you and Kid were going at it, if I should or not, and everybody in my whole high school is listening to it.
Oh, no.
So what? Let me just guess. What did I say? Did I say no?
Yeah.
You said no.
Yeah. Did you
and was
know?
Kid all for it?
Yeah.
No, he said no, too, because he was
right.
like, I don't want Caroline wearing those.
That's exactly right. So what happened? So you were embarrassed
because
everybody knew we were talking
car,
about you?
Everybody. All my friends, like, I walked into practice that morning, and they were like, hey, Savannah, was that about you? And I was like, yeah. So I called my mom, and I was like, did you hear it? They played your letter. And she was like, oh, no, I didn't. What'd they say, though?
Did you lie and say they said it was a good idea?
Uh-huh.
No, I said, well, too bad you should have listened.
So what's the verdict? Are you still wearing the thong?
Yeah, how old are you now?
I'm 24.
Okay, you could ask
and
that.
And I get to choose my own underwear now. Yeah.
But did you stay in the modest panties throughout high school?
Sure.
Okay, let's go with that.
I'll take that
let's
as a
go
no.
with that.
Thank you, Savannah.
All right, thanks for calling, Savannah.
Right.
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, look at that proper...
Yes, ma'am.
I love that.
But she's wearing a thong.
And McKelly's been saying yes, ma'am, lately. I love
see,
that.
See, there are polite thong wearers.
There are polite thong wearers.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Now
there
she's 24. She can wear all the thongs she wants.
Thongs with manners.
Yeah.
Love letters. Love letters to Kelly.
Dear Kelly, you are the love expert.
I am.
I'm a stay-at-home mom of 4-year-old twin boys, and I am losing my mind. Mm. The type of discipline that works with one does not work with the other. Both of them do what they want and will not listen to me. It's like my head is spinning trying to get them both to listen, and it just never happens. I know you're a mom of a strong-willed little girl, so how do you keep it together when nothing you do as a mom seems to work?
Oh, I don't always.
I feel like the ultimate failure, and it truly breaks my heart. Thanks, Kelly.
I
love your show.
Feel like
hate
a failure every. Oh, I didn't say that. I feel like a failure every night. The next morning when I'm getting ready for work, I'm like, all morning long while I'm in the shower, I beat myself up for the way I handled something the night before.
Yeah.
I apologize to my daughter often. I insist she apologize to me equally as often. Mm-hmm. I don't have the answers. The best thing that I found that works is when I tell her a consequence that I stick to it. It is hard because she is manipulative and whines and carries on and pitches the worst fit you've ever seen. But if I stick to my guns and I follow through with the consequence, once she realizes that she's not going to get her way, suddenly she stops. You know, it's all an act to get what they want. Mm-hmm. And my daughter flat out said before, I just whine until my mommy changes her mind. And once I heard that, I'm like, oh, yeah, you know. So that's the best thing I've ever done is just, you know, and I don't always succeed. I don't always follow through. But if I say, okay, you've got one more chance, and whatever, you're going to lose your iPad for a week or whatever it is.
Oh, not the iPad.
That was a hard, but I did it.
Yeah.
You have to follow through with your threat, because if you don't follow through with the threat, and by threat, I don't mean you're going to beat them. I mean, threat sounds so ominous. But whatever the consequence is, you've got to follow through with it and just tune out the screaming and wailing and carrying on, because you're going to hear it. But then they'll learn eventually that you mean business. That's the all best right. advice I could give on that.
Having children is the toughest chess match ever.
Yeah, you got to pick your battles.
Really, you really do. And that's a great answer.
And
Kelly.
I don't always win. I don't always. I'm not gonna pretend I do.
Yeah.
And go to my Facebook page. Read how terrible of a mom I am.
Love letters to Kelly.
Dear Kelly, you are the love expert.
I am.
This is from Chris. You are. How do you handle an ex-wife that makes your life a living hell? I made the mistake of having kids with her, so I'm forced to deal with her for the rest of my life. I do it to the best of my ability because my kids are the greatest. She makes it so hard, though. Every decision I make is questioned and criticized. She talks badly about me around the kids. My daughter comes to me and cries because mommy is just mean about me, and she can't understand why. I just hug my daughter and tell her it's okay and I love her because I'm not going to talk bad about mommy to her. There's not much I can do to stop my ex-wife from being a horrible person. I just need some advice on how to continue to deal with her for the rest of my life without losing my sanity.
I can't help you with that, how to keep your sanity. But all I can say is if you're not speaking ill of her, obviously your children are seeing what's happening. And I wish I hope a lot of women recognize themselves in this letter. You know,
yeah.
Using the kids as... you know, little chess pieces
pawns.
In this chess game,
yep.
Pawns. Yeah.
It's not fair.
I was telling my girlfriend the other day, that's one thing I'm so thankful about me and my ex-husband is when it comes to Emma Kelly, we don't fight.
Mm-hmm.
We're both very flexible. Even though but it's your weekend, you're supposed to get her. If he can't get her because of work commitment, that's okay. We make other arrangements.
Right.
Life happens. And just because something's written in the court papers you have to be flexible. You have to think about, you know, if Emma Kelly ever thinks I even look at her daddy cross-eyed, mommy, quit being mean to daddy. They're very sensitive
sure,
to that.
Sure.
So you got to be the bigger adult.
Situation.
You just continue being the adult.
Yeah.
And hopefully she'll get past her bitterness, her ugly, hateful bitterness. I don't care what you did to her. You could have been completely wrong. You could have disrespected her. But eventually she's got to get over it for the sake of the kids.
Yeah.
True that.
Love letters. Love letters to Kelly.
Dear Kelly, you are the love expert.
I am.
I'm pregnant with my third child, and my husband and I are both really excited about it for the most part. For our first two kids, life was a living hell because our families wanted to be involved in every decision we made, even when it came down to what diaper cream we used. You would
wow.
think that Desitin versus Aquaphor was a deciding factor for a world war or something. This is between the mothers,
right.
the grandmothers, I
yeah.
guess. I'm not exaggerating. It was truly that bad.
I believe it.
I don't want that kind of drama around my baby or the older kids, but trying to find a solution to the family problems just causes more drama between my husband and I. How can we fix this? I can't handle the stress when I'm already a mommy of two running around and I'm about to pop with another. Karen.
Gosh, you know, if you can just find a way to see the humor in it, you know,
like
it's
how do you
like,
ignore nightmare mother-in-laws
you
without
just,
ignoring?
You just smile and nod, and she's going to go back home eventually.
Eventually.
You just smile and nod and learn, don't badmouth his mother to him because then he's going to get protective and territorial. Mm-hmm. Don't allow him. I'm not going to speak ill of your mother. You don't speak ill of mine, honey. Don't ever bash your in-laws. It just causes this defense mechanism. Like, I can talk bad about my parents, but you can't say anything bad about my parents. Mm-hmm. That just automatically
yeah,
happens.
Right, right.
If there's some way you can find the humor in it, I don't know. Watch sitcoms. Sitcoms have nightmare mother-in-laws all the time. Isn't it funny when it's on a sitcom?
Yeah.
It's not so funny when it's your real life. But this whole debate over Desitin and Aquaphor, that'd be a great episode of,
for real.
Something.
But it happens all the time.
It happens all the time. You've got to learn to laugh at it. You've got to learn this too shall pass. And you never, ever bash your in-laws to your significant other.
I agree with that.
Did you have that, Kelly, when you had Emma Kelly, your mom coming over and trying to...
No. I mean, I appreciate, you get a little bit, part of you appreciates the advice, but this part of you is like, I'm not an idiot, but you get kind of defensive when somebody tries to tell you how to do something.
It's basically telling you you're not doing it right.
Yeah, you're not doing it right. You know, some things you think should be instinctive and some things just aren't. It's just, you do get a little bit defensive, and plus your hormones are all over the place. That doesn't help.
But you said it, though. Don't talk bad about the in-laws, even if they, if there's a weapon involved.
That's right.
Even if there's a weapon involved.
Just saying.
Maybe he has a personal connection to that. I don't know. I do know, actually.
Especially if they have a weapon. You don't talk bad about the in-laws.
Just live far away.
See, that's
move.
I mean, you know
what?
Yeah,
sometimes it's not an option.
I know that's easier said than done, but...
Yeah, sometimes not an
option. But living close to grandparents is also a huge blessing.
Yeah, you don't understand how incredibly helpful they can be if they live by you.
Yeah, that's true, too.
I mean, they will show up all the time if they live by you, but they'll help you.
Yeah, they have a rent-a-granny service, though.
I know, but that's not the same.
No,
it's not the same, but she also can't tell you what to do.
Oh, they can.
Not the rent-a-granny.
Oh, they will.
Yes, they can.
Oh, yes, they will.
They can and they will.
Yes, they will.
You can fire them, though.
The Kid Craddock Morning Show is back. It's time to play $1,000 Tag Team Trivia.
Yep, that means... We got a person to call within 10 minutes, and that person happens to be Emily Ramey. Hi, Emily Ramey.
Hi.
Tell us a little bit about yourself.
I'm a mom of two, married for 10 years, and a local insurance agent.
Oh, living the life. Right. Living the life.
Can we really save 20% in 15 minutes or less?
Oh, it depends what time you call in the morning.
Honest answer.
Oh, see?
Right. Yep.
What's the best time to call then?
After lunch.
After lunch. Oh, when you're all happy.
I want to talk to that Flo chick.
Why?
Yeah, well.
I don't know. I just want to talk to her.
Okay.
Okay.
Why don't you be her for Halloween? She's a very popular Halloween costume.
Yeah,
I bet. Yeah.
Alan, Dr. Girlfriend. Do you dress up for Halloween a lot, Emily?
I don't. Not anymore.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm not a big Halloween person either. Al and Dr. Girlfriend are already thinking about what they're going to be as a couple's costume.
Okay. Okay, Dr. Girlfriend's thinking about it.
Right.
I'm just going along.
I'm fine with couple's costumes. It gives you more to work with sometimes.
Kids and I start planning in April usually.
Yeah. I'm fine with that.
April?
Yeah, why not?
Ridiculous.
Emily, do you know how the game works?
Yes, sir.
All right, well, here's the thing. Jenna and Kelly are off the table.
Yep.
So you get to pick between me, JC, or Big Al Mack. Who would you like to partner up with for $1,000 trivia?
I'm going to go with Big Al Mack so that he doesn't have to be last this week.
Thank you, Emily. Thank you.
That's fine because I get to be the one that plays for the Katy Perry thing tomorrow.
Al's very excited.
I'm very excited, Emily.
Why are you mad?
I'm not. I'm excited.
Oh, you want to play for the Katy Perry?
Thank you very much, baby. I appreciate
it.
Emily. Very welcome.
We are going to do this. I'm not bragging, but each time I've played, we've gone all the way.
The contestant has gone all the way.
We've gone all the way.
Emily, Al's never answered a question.
We've never.
I know, and I'm super nervous.
Maybe today.
I had to pull over so I could play.
Okay,
good. Very smart woman.
Yeah. Mike, executive producer, what are the categories today?
Today's categories are style and fashion.
Hey now.
Chick flicks.
All right.
And things that keep Shannon awake at night.
I love these
That's
categories.
Probably why I got my best shot.
I love it.
I got my best
what
shot
What seems to be
Shannon.
Your query, lady?
All right. Here we go, Emily. Let's do this. Let's spin the wheel.
Spin the wheel. Let's go Shannon stuff.
Shannon.
We've all been waiting for that one
Shannon.
Chick flick.
Yay, chick flick.
How do you feel about chick flicks, Emily?
I'm okay. I'm not awake yet this morning, so let's just hope they're easy.
You're going to do fine.
All right. We'll be fine. Emily.
You're a chick, so that works for you a little bit.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay. All right. Here we go.
Question number one. Which movie is about two young lovers who art from feuding families, struggling to stay together, but it all doth ends in death?
Okay, wait. Can you repeat that?
The category is chick flicks.
Yeah.
Which movie is about two young lovers?
Okay.
Who aren't.
Not from, aren't. Art.
Art.
I think that's the problem.
Who aren't.
So really they are.
From feuding families, struggling to stay together, but it all doth ends in death.
Romeo and Juliet.
Yes, that is correct.
Well done. Al, what would you have said?
He was a deer in headlights.
I don't want to say because it might be the answer to another one. I'll keep that one in my back pocket.
Romeo and Juliet, a chick flick? I guess Leonardo DiCaprio.
Art. Okay, I guess he's trying to tell us something.
Yeah, you can tell by the Shakespearean voice.
You just won $600. Here we go. $700 question. Which popular tragic love story is about a sinking ship and a huge diamond?
The Titanic?
Yes!
Woo! All
right.
Big Al Max still has not answered a question.
And that, well, she doesn't need
He continues his streak of never having to answer.
She needs me.
He's my support system.
Yeah, he is.
That's right, girlfriend. You know what? Deion Sanders didn't do a lot of contact, but he was a superstar on that field.
He intercepted the ball.
He intercepted.
And
that's
more
right. I'm just saying.
Returning.
He was a defensive back, but he didn't go out there and hit necessarily, but he was bad. He was cold-blooded.
What?
All right.
Here we go. Question number three. Emily's playing with Big Al Mac, $1,000 Tag Team Trivia.
Yeah.
This famous movie is about a rich businessman who discovers a new outlook on life and falls in love with a prostitute.
Oh.
Oh,
Yep, you got it. But if you don't, I got you.
Okay, go, Big Al.
What?
Weird Al.
What?
Okay, here we go.
Here we go, y'all.
Al gets to answer.
Here we go. Drum roll, please.
Oh, my goodness.
Drum roll, please.
I trust him.
Here we go, everybody. Pretty Woman.
Yes!
He's on the board.
Finally.
Thank you. I'll sit down now.
Of course, Al. You got that question. Let me just tell you. I know Emma Kelly is listening, and she's very proud of you.
Thank you, Emma Kelly.
Favorite game.
Thank you, Emma Kelly. I love you, baby. Have a good day at school. Go ahead.
$800 so far, Emily. On your way to $1,000.
Yep.
Question number four. In what popular Tom Hanks movie does a single father get dating help from his son? Emily, are you going to answer that question, or are you going to tag Al in to answer it for you?
I'm hearing back there saying, don't tag me in.
Al, be quiet, Al.
One more time. In what popular...
But I'm not a Tom Hanks fan, so I don't know.
Then you might have to pass it to Big Al Mack.
I know this thing.
In what popular Tom Hanks movie...
Big Al fell for it.
Oh,
I wouldn't say I know.
Hey, stop.
Would you like for me to read the question one more time?
Yes.
In what popular Tom Hanks movie does a single father get dating advice or dating help from his son?
Close your eyes and envision the movie. Close your eyes and envision the movie.
JC.
Don't fall asleep now.
Oh, Emily.
Answer, Al. We need an answer in 5, 4.
Asleep at the wheel.
Can I take it back?
3, 2.
Sleeping Beauty.
Big Al, Sleepless in Seattle.
No. Dang it.
Don't fall asleep. Asleep at the wheel.
Emma, you are.
Seattle.
You unfortunately had tagged Al in.
That's it.
And since you tagged Al in.
There goes all your bragging rights, Al.
You're not able to answer because you tagged Al.
Tiger! No.
But she did win $800.
Let's do the last question just for kicks.
Thank y'all so much.
Emily, great job, and thank you for picking out.
Hang on one second, Emily.
You want to see if you know this one, Big Al?
Yeah.
Here we go. The category is chick flicks.
All right. Okay, Emily, let's see if you would have gotten the last one right.
What chick flick is about a woman who moves away from her hometown, gets engaged to a mayor's son, returns home to her glassblower husband to sign their divorce papers, and ends up back in love and pregnant?
He will never,
come on, Al.
Ever. I don't think Emily would get it either.
Emily, do you
That's
know this one?
I have no idea.
No.
I've never heard that.
Is it Sweet Home Alabama?
Reese Witherspoon. Yeah, duh.
Emily, you're walking away with $800. Not too shabby. Well done, ma'am.
Thank you so much.
Way to go, Emily. Sorry we didn't go all the way, okay?
That's okay. At least you got on the board.
All right.
Not last this week.
All right, baby girl.
How nice of her. Hold on for us, Emily.
Thanks. Whew. Oh, man.
Would you have known those, JC?
Yeah.
Both of them?
I knew both of them. It happens. I'm excited.
Hey,
I might get the category of Shannon.
That's what I wanted.
You might, and then you have a chance
at a bonus
whoever
question.
Plays with you
tomorrow?
To win the trip to Denver to see Katy Perry in concert with Excellent Seats.
Yeah.
So, but if you fail that listener,
I will feel so bad.
Well, somebody's going to win the trip. We'll start taking calls.
Somebody will win it anyway.
Yeah. Sure.
You can sign up at KidNation.com if you want to play $1,000 Tag Team Trivia. And all day today, Kelly Raspberry has been inspiring us. And maybe it's because of a young man.
Maybe.
That has gone viral, Kelly Raspberry.
Maybe it is because of this young man.
By now, I'm sure we have all heard Apollos Hester inspiring speech after his football game.
Apollos. Hey, Joaquin, am I?
Yeah, his name is Apollos.
Apollos?
Apollos. Apollos Hester.
Wow.
Well, what's wrong with that?
It just sounds wrong.
That's a lot of S's.
Apollos Hester.
Apollos.
Apollos Hester's speech after his football game. There you go.
Hey, Joaquin, I'm out here with Apollos Hester, wide receiver for the Patriots. You guys had one heck of a game tonight. How'd it go? I mean, it was going a little back and forth. You guys knew it was going to be a tough dogfight out there, and it was. So what were you guys able to do to come back and win this thing?
All right, well, at first we started slow. We started real slow. And, you know, that's all right. That's okay, because sometimes in life you're going to start slow. That's okay. We told ourselves, hey, we're going to start slow. We're going to keep going fast. We're going to start slow, but we're always, always going to finish fast. No matter what the score was, we're going to finish hard. We're going to finish fast. Yeah, they had us the first half. I'm not going to lie. They had us. We weren't defeated, but they had us. But it took guts. It took an attitude. That's all it takes. That's all it takes to be successful is an attitude. And that's what our coach told us. He said, hey, it's going to be tough. It's going to be hard. You're going to go out there. Mm-hmm. You're going to battle. You're going to fight. You're going to do it for one. You're going to do it for one another. Do it for each other. You're going to do it for yourself.
Amen.
You're going to do it for us.
Amen.
And you're going to go out with this win. And we believe that. We truly did. And it's an awesome feeling. It's an awesome feeling when you truly believe that you're going to be successful. Regardless of the situation, regardless of the scoreboard, you're going to be successful because you put in all the time, all the effort, all the hard work, and you know that it's going to pay off. And if it doesn't pay off, you continue to give God the glory. If you still lose the game, you continue to get each other's back. And that's what we realized. Win or lose, we realized that we were going to be all right. It was going to be okay. We're gonna keep smiling. It was awesome.
It was awesome.
Is that Joel Osteen or was that
Apollos? And that kid's awesome.
Woo.
That kid's awesome.
Hey, yeah.
I love that kid.
Woo. That was,
I'm not going to feel so bad about starting off slow. I might stay slow. I might stay in first gear for a while.
Sometimes you start slow, Kelly Raspberry.
Sit right there in first gear.
And that's okay.
That's okay.
That's okay.
That's okay.
Where I live. I live in first gear.
Yeah, that's okay, Kelly.
So we figure, why don't we take a shot at giving our inspiring speech?
Mm-hmm.
Because everybody needs that.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody needs that, and that's okay.
That's okay. It's okay to need that.
It's okay to
because
need that.
We got that.
We will have that.
We will succeed.
Right now.
Right now?
Yeah.
Right now?
We're going to do our speeches.
Okay.
Who wants to be inspirational first?
Okay.
I vote for Jenna.
All right.
Okay. I think you should sandwich me in the middle.
Okay. Sandwich Jenna in the middle.
All right. I vote for JC.
Okay. I'll go first.
All right.
I have a feeling JC's going to be more uplifting than mine.
Well,
it's okay to start off slow.
I targeted my audience.
Okay.
This one goes out to a certain somebody in my life.
All right. A certain somebody.
Yeah.
Okay.
So your inspirational speech is for one person.
Yeah.
Okay. That's okay.
Yeah, and that's okay. Yeah. And that's okay.
That's okay.
That's okay.
It's all right. All right.
Are there rules to follow?
No, there's no rules. And all right, well, at first, you forgot to use the toilet. And you know, that's all right. That's okay. Because sometimes in life, you're going to pee your pants. And that's okay. Just tell yourself, hey, I'm going to forget to use the toilet. But you're going to remember. You're going to forget to use the toilet. But you're always going to remember to use the toilet. No matter how many times you pee your pants, you're going to have Papa clean your undies. I'm going to clean your undies. Your bladder had you the first half of the day. I'm not going to lie. It had you. You were not defeated, but it had you. It took water. It took recognizing the feeling. And that's all it takes. That's all it takes to go potty.
Yeah, that's the bell.
That's what I told you. I said, hey, it's going to be tough. It's going to be tough. And regardless of you peeing your pants, you will be victorious with potty training.
Oh.
Sorry, I went over.
I felt
in the moment.
I'm going to speak from my heart. I don't have anything written down.
Uh-oh.
Oh, really?
I don't have anything written down because I don't need to write anything
down.
Oh,
is that right?
I'm speaking from my heart.
Yeah, right. Go ahead.
Come on, Kelly.
You know, I remember many, many years ago when Kid Craddock said the words to me, Kelly Raspberry, you got the job. Don't be timing me. I'm speaking from my heart. Kelly Raspberry, you got the job. I got the job, and I did that job, and I do that job. I'm going to keep doing this job. You know why?
Why?
Because I got a job.
You got a job.
And you got a job, and you got a job, and you got a job, and you got a job. But maybe you're listening to the radio this morning. You're saying, Kelly Raspberry, I don't got no job. I don't got no paycheck. Ain't nobody paying me. Uh-huh. I beg to differ.
Yep.
Shout out to my heavenly father. We all got a job to do.
Got a job?
Well, you better work.
She's
transforming. God,
you better work that job you got to do. And you say, but Kelly Raspberry, I'm tired.
Tired.
I'm lazy. I don't want to work.
Way over 30 seconds.
You know what? You're tired. You lazy. You show up anyway. Shout out, Big Al.
Shout out.
You bad ass, though,
just
bro.
Show up.
Thank you.
Because you know what job means?
Well.
Do you know what the very word job means?
You know what
J-O-B.
J-O-B. I'm down with
J-O-B. J? That stands for job.
Job.
Okay.
O.
O.
That stands for okay.
Okay.
And you do your job okay.
Okay.
One day you can be the boss.
Oh, that's the B. B. Be the boss.
Not always.
That's all I got.
You go, my sister. You go, my sister.
Yeah, see, you can't
I don't need no script.
You can't get mad at me for going over 30 seconds, Kelly, and you go 2 minutes.
Because it's from the heart.
It's job.
Mine was from the heart.
She got a job. She's doing her job.
She did her job.
Do your job.
You went over your job.
Don't you tell me how to do my job.
You went over your job. You had 30 seconds.
Mine's a little
different. Telling me I went over my 30 seconds when you went over your 30 seconds?
I barely went over my 30
she
seconds.
She got
whatever.
A job. She got a job to do. Go ahead, John.
I have a job to do. Go mine ahead. Was about potty training my son, by the way.
Go ahead, John.
Well, mine's a little different than Kelly's because she says you can, you know, you can be the boss of yourself one day. But I'm more of a realist. You guys know that.
You're a realist?
I'm working towards pessimist to realist. So I'm more of a realist. So this is hashtag just happy to be here.
All right. Hashtag happy to be there.
Just happy to be here. Life is hard, random, and not so beautiful most days. Did you know the average person swallows 8 spiders per year?
Ew.
See, I don't believe that.
Coconuts kill more people than sharks.
Oh, my God. Mm.
So do cows every year. It's true. Life is unpredictable. And since that's the case, just do what you love and be nice to people. If you set expectations low, you can't be disappointed. I'm not going to sit here and say you can do anything you dream because that's just setting you up for disappointment. Some of you will do incredible things, but not all of you are destined for greatness. Mm. Not all of the chairs are going to turn around, you know? Mm. Sometimes none of the chairs will turn around, not even Blake's, and he's drunk. But guess what? That's okay.
Mm-hmm.
Life can still be manageable.
Mm-hmm.
Eminem has won more Oscars than Leonardo DiCaprio, but Leo's still doing okay.
Mm-hmm.
You can be okay, too.
Mm-hmm.
Hashtag just happy to be here.
What's the OK stand for?
Okay.
Okay. All right.
I had to just incorporate that because that was in the original.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, you were
just happy to be here.
That's real. Jenna speaks the realness.
I'm the inspirealist.
Inspirealist over there.
Inspirealist.
That's a new thing.
I'm the inspirealist.
All right, Big Al Mac wanted to go last. I don't know why. But he did.
You know why? Because he thinks he's got the closer.
But here's the thing. Al wanted to play a game with his.
Well, yeah, I did.
Well,
I wanted us all to play a game.
Thinking twice?
Yeah, kind of.
What's your game?
What was the game you had in mind?
Guess who I'm talking to when in my inspiration.
Okay.
You know.
Mine was kind of to everyone. Kelly's was to everyone.
Let me guess here. You're either talking about
Dr. Girlfriend.
Or Curtis, but go ahead.
No.
Okay.
Oh, right. What?
No.
Are you sure?
Or some unemployee.
Guys, this is a big day.
Guys?
So are you talking to guys?
Guys, this is a big day. We've been in this together. I'm nervous, y'all. Guys, this is a big day. We've been in this together for a long, long time. Some days we fight. Some days we love. But at the end of the day, we all know that we have each other. Look around. What do you see? Do you see hope?
Jenna and Big Al.
I see hope.
Cameron.
I don't see hope.
Do you see sunshine? I see sunshine.
No.
Others may see freedom. I see freedom. If we fall, we don't get up together, holding each other, wiping each other off, trying it again, and we will succeed. Sometimes it may hurt to keep going, but that is what we do. Look down at yourself. Look at your uniform. You see orange? I see oranges. Let's do this.
So the guy's picking up trash on the side of the road?
No, this guy's trying to break out of prison.
That's who that was for?
You're inspiring guys.
Other than the orange
I thought you were
clue.
Talking about the guy working in Orange Julius.
You know, not every prison has orange.
I know, I thought it was like the smoothie guy.
Yeah. It's not like Orange is the New Black. That's a TV show.
You see, hope and freedom and sunshine. Those are the prisoners' names.
I see that.
It says hope, it's freedom, it's sunshine.
Boots and pants and boots and pants.
The Kid Craddock Morning Show is back.
Catch up on as Big Al's world turns.
Well... coming up on the 2-year anniversary of dating Dr. Girlfriend.
Yeah.
We've been dating for, well, like I said, almost a couple of years. Last year, we celebrated our 1-year anniversary. And, see, dating for me is hard.
Right.
Kind of. And I kind of screwed up. I did plans. I did a couple of things right last year, but I did a couple of things wrong, too. Let's revisit what happened.
Let's recap last year.
Yeah. That when bought her the dress.
Yes.
Had the dress waiting for her at her house when she got home, picked her up in the car. We get to the restaurant, Cuban restaurant, where she's wanting Cuban food. We're right there by the stage. She wants to a salsa dance. We're having one-on-one time. Everything that she wants.
What could she possibly complain about?
Unfortunately, they sat Al in front of a television with a baseball game.
And I'm like, wow, I can't wait for the band to start. You have any idea when they start? She goes, 11.
Yeah. What time is it right now?
I almost broke out in a sweat. I'm like, 2 more hours?
Wow.
We've gone through a bottle of wine.
Oh, my.
We just had a great meal. You want me to wait and talk? For for the band to start. She's like eyeing the guy. Like, not like she wants to get with him, but like, oh, wow, the band's going to start in an hour and 45 minutes. I can't wait. Me, on the other hand, what I'm doing, I'm going to Uber. Like,
oh, it's why?
It's time to get the car to come pick us up.
Go where?
The date's done. We're going back to my bar and sing some karaoke now.
What? So Big Al Max screwed up last year royally.
I did. And so I was trying to re-examine, because I don't want to make the same mistake this year. So I was trying to actually give myself tips on dating.
Because give yourself tips on dating.
I've dated probably more than anybody in this room. I'm older than anybody in this room. So yeah. I've probably gone on more dates. But still, it doesn't get any easier. Dating is hard. It's awkward. Even when you've been with the person for a long time.
But this is your girlfriend of a year at that point, and you couldn't talk to her for 2 hours before a band came up.
Well, here's the thing. I'm okay talking in a group like us, or 4 or 5 people, or maybe a larger group. But when the one-on-one conversation rolls around, when it's time for that, Kelly knows this. Y'all know this. You've known me long enough. That's my weak spot.
You got nothing.
It's
you don't want to go deep?
It seriously is. That's my weak spot, all right? So I was trying to get myself kind of prepped for this date.
Okay.
All right.
With Dr. Girlfriend.
So there's probably people out there like me that have a difficult time in the one-on-one dating realm. All right. So my bit of advice for you is to practice. To practice talking. Okay. I'm serious. So maybe there's a girl in your office that you can practice with if she's willing to practice talking.
What if that starts a relationship
person? Hold up. Be up front with her. Say, look, I'm not very good at one-on-one talking, so I want to just talk to you like we're kind of simulating a dinner date.
And she's going to think you're flirting with her.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Now, it's just serious. Okay. Now, if that doesn't work, do this.
It won't work.
Do date prep. All right?
Date prep.
Have you 2 or 3 topics that you kind of are knowledgeable about that you can have. Those are your go-to things, right? Or maybe even a joke or two. Have something prepared.
Yeah, I found that goes great. You know, you should put it on an index card.
Because the joke's going to last 2 hours.
No, it's not going to last 2 hours, but maybe it'll lead to something else. At least you're not going in like, okay, I don't know what in the hell I'm going to talk about with this person.
What about asking her questions?
Okay, I mean, I'm just saying, have something in your pocket that's your go-to. Have a couple of stories, maybe a current event. Maybe it's something that happened.
You sound like you're getting up to give a speech in front of the Kiwanis Club, going on a date.
What do you have in your pocket for this date coming up this weekend?
Wait a minute. Let me just finish with my tip because...
Oh, there's more.
Yeah, there's a little bit more. Because the stories... This is the tip inside the tip. The stories should not be about you. All right? Because a girl hates a guy that's going to talk about himself all the time. Jenna, would you agree with that?
Yeah.
Agree that... We don't want the guy to talk about himself all the time. Yeah, yeah, you know, I don't know why guys tend to do that. It's just
because
like,
that's all we know.
Me, and it's like, okay.
That's all we know.
Right.
All right, what's the next tip? That was it?
I want to know what he has in his pocket. not your real pocket.
What do you do when you don't know the answer to something?
I fake it. Like I'm, you know.
How about asking?
Like I kind of know. I mean, I do like to ask questions, but... I don't like to listen to the answer all the time. That's the problem.
So you ask, but you don't listen.
Yeah.
So I'm confused. What's your plan?
Well, my plan is to try and open up and let her know a little bit more about me.
I love how Kelly shakes
after
her
2 years.
Wait, let her know more about you.
More about you.
I thought the point was you're going to stop talking about yourself.
That's first date.
Okay, I got
maybe gotta, second date.
Wait till you hear the tip tomorrow. You'll really like that one.
Oh, what a tease. What a tease, Big Al. No, seriously, what joke do you have in your pocket for this weekend?
I can't tell them on the radio. I don't know any.
Oh, dirty joke?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because she loves
it. After 2 years, you know, you can tell a dirty joke.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
You catch that fish yet?
Hmm?
They're both.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, he did.
It's a happy ending.
Not exactly. The old man met his greatest adversary just when he thought that part of his life was over.
Why didn't he just let the fish go?
Old man's got to be the old man. Fish has got to be the fish. Got to be who you are in this world, right? No matter what.
That movie sounds awesome.
Yeah. Ooh, did you see the trailer for this thing?
Yeah.
Now, joining us on the phone, you've seen her in Amityville Horror alongside Ryan Reynolds.
That was too scary for me, JC. I missed that one.
You've seen her in Kick-Ass. You've seen her in If I Stay. You've seen her in the Carrie remake. You've seen her starring in Dark Shadows alongside Johnny Depp.
Wow.
Her name is...
Get that intro.
Grace Moretz.
Hi, Chloe.
Wow, what an intro, Chloe.
That was funny.
Is that the best intro of the day or up there?
What did you say?
Is that the best intro for you of the day or is
actually,
it...
that is. No one's done that, so that's actually really funny.
Nice.
Now,
nailed it.
Do you go by Chloe or do you go by Chloe Grace?
I just go by Chloe.
Okay, I want to make sure we show you the respect. Because my daughter has two names, but we go by two, so I was just making sure.
It's true.
Chloe,
did
you really have to beg to audition for this movie?
I did, yeah. You know, they were kind of already about to cast a girl who was about 24 years old, and I thought I had no chance, but I was like, look, if you let me audition, I promise you I will kill it. I will do as much as I can to book this role because I love it so much. And then I auditioned, and they liked it, and I booked it, which is awesome.
Can you tell us who you beat out?
Yeah, I cannot. That'd be mean.
Well, we'll find out someday. The gossips will get on that.
Yeah, how do you? I mean, I know that the producer's concern is that you're 17 years old, and you have to be a convincing young prostitute. So how at 17 do you get inspiration to play this prostitute?
Well, I actually did a lot of research for it, and I met actually a lot of young girls that were put into these situations, and I really wanted to show the true Alina, you know, the young girl who has so much heart and so much soul and everything, it was hard. It was really difficult to kind of go into that every single day and kind of be that character, but it was a really beautiful experience for me.
Yeah, we're talking with Grace Moretz from the movie The Equalizer with Denzel Washington.
Yeah, it's nice to have a song written just for you. See, this is the thing that gets me because I was a child of the 80s, and I'm hearing this is a remake of the TV show The Equalizer.
Do you remember
and
it?
I watched it religiously.
He was a bad A.
I'm trying to find where Denzel Washington and this old British guy with a bad back have something in common. Because I'm trying to see the parallels between the TV version and the movie version. Is it really just the name that's the same, Chloe?
Yeah, I mean, to be honest, it is definitely kind of just the name. I mean, it's pretty different than the original TV show. But, you know, I think that Antoine and Denzel did such a cool job making it relevant and real to the time of the life that we're living in now and kind of 2014, so.
Yeah, you got to update it. It can't be the 80s forever. Yeah. I wish.
I'm sorry, Kelly.
Stuck in the 80s.
Time moves on.
It can't happen like that.
Time moves on.
How is Denzel to work with? I've always idolized him. I know that's such a plain vanilla question.
It's got to be intimidating, though. Even as an actor, you've been in so many roles. Did it kind of intimidate you a little bit?
Yeah. I mean, it was definitely intimidating, definitely with, like, my first audition and when I met Denzel. And, you know, but then I met him and talked to him, and he was such a sweet guy, and he was honestly so caring and cool, he was just a really good person. And,
I'm so glad to hear that.
It's cool to work with people like that.
Well, we have a clip here from Denzel Washington about you, Chloe Grace Moretz. You want to hear what he said?
Cool name.
All right, here's what Denzel has to say about Chloe.
She's a very talented and wise young lady.
Wise.
Very professional and just a very good actor. Very good actor.
Not too shabby, Chloe.
Man, to have Denzel called you. Denzel called you wise.
Yeah.
That's so sweet of him.
So now you say something about him.
Huh? She just did. She said he was cool.
No, yeah. You should say something mean so it makes like the newspaper.
The newspaper.
Give me a really nice mean quote.
Make it in the paper.
So, Chloe, you know, my guilty pleasure is Watch What Happens Live. I love Andy Cohen so much, and I'm extremely jealous you got to sit next to him.
Yeah, that was a really fun show, actually. It's probably some of the most fun I've had.
Right? And I think he got a little too personal with you, so we don't want to ask you any personal questions, you know, but we thought we'd play a game, because he likes to play games
with
the celebrities that are on his show, so I've come up with a game. You want to play?
Yeah, sure.
It's called Chloe Has to Choose.
Oh, wow.
Oh, good game.
So I'm going to give you a choice, and you have to choose, okay?
Oh, God.
Okay.
I know.
Chloe's really into it.
Here we go, Chloe Grace Moretz.
Okay, I'll be taking bets over.
Playing the very
Chloe's
specific game
not.
Chloe has to choose.
Okay.
Your favorite Hollywood family, the Kardashians or the Beckhams?
Oh, God. I'll choose the Beckhams.
All right, she chooses the Beckhams.
Okay, good question.
All right.
I would choose that, too.
Question number two.
Uh-huh.
Your favorite New York borough, Manhattan or Brooklyn?
Oh, my God.
Choose another one.
Actually, in real life, I actually do prefer Manhattan.
Okay.
That's good to know.
It's a fun place, Chloe.
Yeah.
Okay, your favorite Brooklyn, Decker or Beckham?
I'll probably have to choose back home.
Yeah
I would too.
I probably gotta
Brooklyn
do
Decker,
it.
A very lovely woman and actress. And finally, I'm going to keep this short because I know your time is limited. Your favorite member of One Direction, would it be Mick Jagger lookalike Harry Styles or Brooklyn Beckham lookalike Niall Horan?
I don't know. God. I kind of enjoy Niall's accent, so maybe Niall.
There you go.
Yeah. Well, they all have
accents. And that's
accents.
Chloe Has to Choose.
Right. Chloe, well played.
That was pretty funny.
Well, that's
how you play.
Wow, she did well with that.
Way to go, Chloe. Yeah.
She got every answer right.
She's a professional.
Right?
Man, Chloe, how did you do it?
Ridiculous.
Well, I'm excited to see The Equalizer. I love the TV show, even though I know this has nothing to do with it.
This is from the producers of Training Day.
It's going to be awesome.
I love Denzel.
Yeah.
Well, it was very nice to meet you.
Chloe Grace Moretz, thank you, and thanks for being a good sport.
Thank you, guys. Have a good day.
You too, Chloe Moretz.
Bye.
Everybody watch The Equalizer, please.
I'm telling you, follow her on Instagram. I was going to say that because you know you feel like you're friends with someone, because I've been following her for so long on Instagram. She's so cool. Just goes to concerts, hangs out, regular, except for that whole movie star thing.
She's 17.
Yeah.
Living life.
17.
Yeah, I feel like you could be friends with her, but she's so young. You know, like I feel creepy saying I want to be friends with her.
That's why I feel weird. I mean, I'm, 13 years older than her? But she does things that I do.
She's an older soul.
And we were talking about the One Direction guys. There is a contest going up.
Really?
Oh, yes.
Tell me about it, please.
It's called the Harry Styles Contest, and it's at KidNation.com. It involves your hair.
My hair. Right.
And style.
Well, if you want a certain somebody in your family to go to the One Direction concert in Tampa.
What do you have to do?
It's Harry Styles for a reason, Jenna.
Okay, well, you're going to own this because this was your idea, I believe, right?
Well, don't say that.
Why?
Because I don't want.
Why you should own it?
But if everybody loves it, do you want to say yay? Yeah, it's Jason's idea.
I came up with the what direction for One Direction. Yours is just a little more intense than mine. I mean, just own it.
We want you to get a haircut, and we want it to be wacky, and we want you to let your daughter do it, or your granddaughter, or your sister.
So let a kid cut your hair.
Right.
To win tickets to see Harry Styles and the rest.
Harry Styles.
Your daughter, your granddaughter will give you a style of hair to win Harry Styles. Got it.
Maybe even your son might like One Direction. They could cut your hair.
Okay.
But it's for tickets. And make sure you go to KidNation.com for all the details on that. And make sure you take video and pictures. Thank you very much.
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.